Majjhima Nikaya, number 1, Mula Pariyaya Suttang, translated from the Pali by Thanissaro Bhikkhu. I have heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying at Ukkata, in the shade of a royal sal tree, in the very blessed grove. There he addressed the monks. Monks? Yes, Lord, the monks responded. The Blessed One said, Monks, I will teach you the sequence of the root of all phenomena. Listen and pay close attention, I will speak. As you say, sir, they responded. The Blessed One said, There is the case, monks, where an uninstructed, run-of-the-mill person, who has no regard for noble ones, is not well-versed or disciplined in their Dhamma, who has no regard for men of integrity, is not well-versed or disciplined in their Dhamma, perceives earth as earth. Perceiving earth as earth, he conceives things about earth. He conceives things in earth. He conceives things coming out of earth. He conceives earth as mine. He delights in earth. Why is that? Because he has not comprehended it, I tell you. He perceives water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all. He perceives unbinding as unbinding. Perceiving unbinding as unbinding, he conceives things about unbinding. He conceives things in unbinding. He conceives things coming out of unbinding. He conceives unbinding as mine. He delights in unbinding. Why is that? Because he has not comprehended it, I tell you. The trainee. A monk who is a trainee, yearning for the unexcelled relief from bondage, his aspirations as yet unfulfilled, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, let him not conceive things about earth. Let him not conceive things in earth. Let him not conceive things coming out of earth. Let him not conceive earth as mine. Let him not delight in earth. Why is that? So that he may comprehend it, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of infinitude of space as the dimension of infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, let him not conceive things about unbinding. Let him not conceive things in unbinding. Let him not conceive things coming out of unbinding. Let him not conceive unbinding as mine. Let him not delight in unbinding. Why is that? So that he may comprehend it, I tell you. The Arahant. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, who has attained completion, finished the task, laid down the burden, attained the true goal, destroyed the fetters of becoming, and is released through right knowledge, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he has comprehended it, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because he has comprehended it, I tell you. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of passion, he is devoid of passion, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because with the ending of passion, he is devoid of passion, I tell you. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, He does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of aversion, he is devoid of aversion, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because with the ending of aversion, he is devoid of aversion, I tell you. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of delusion, he is devoid of delusion, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because with the ending of delusion, he is devoid of delusion, I tell you. The Tathagata, a worthy one, rightly self-awakened, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he has not conceived things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has comprehended it to the end, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has comprehended it to the end, I tell you. The Tathagata, a worthy one, rightly self-awakened, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he has known that delight is the root of suffering and stress, that from coming into being there is birth, and that for what has come into being there is aging and death. Therefore, with a total ending, fading away, cessation, letting go, relinquishment of craving, the Tathagata has totally awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all. He directly knows unbinding as unbinding. Directly knowing unbinding as unbinding, he does not conceive things about unbinding, does not conceive things in unbinding, does not conceive things coming out of unbinding, does not conceive unbinding as mine, does not delight in unbinding. Why is that? Because he has known that delight is the root of suffering and stress, that from coming into being there is birth, and that for what has come into being there is aging and death. Therefore, with the total ending, fading away, cessation, letting go, relinquishment of craving, the Tathagata has totally awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening, I tell you. That is what the Blessed One said. Displeased, the monks did not delight in the Blessed One's words.